remove all doubt. It says, surely, 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 surely. Praise the Lord. A.B. Simpson, I believe, is the one that said, divine healing is the life of Jesus in his members. It's the expulsive power of Jesus manifesting himself in our bodies, in our lives. Drive out the intruder. Drive out the intruder. It's a lie of the devil. And Jesus, oh Lord, you are in your members. We are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. We are members. Lord, drive out the intruder. Cleanse us, Lord. Come, Lord, take your rightful place in our lives, in our hearts. Glorify your name in each one of us. Praise the Lord. You know, one hymn we sing, it talks about Jesus groaning. Jesus groaning. When did Jesus groan? You know, if there are things like this that are presented to us and we don't know, what do? Then we find out. We find out if it's there. Yes, it's there. At the grave of Lazarus, Jesus stood there and he saw what sin occasioned. It brought death. And it says he groaned in his spirit. And the concordance said he snorted like a horse that was ready to do battle. Am I ready to do battle? Am I ready to do battle? It's a fight of faith. And we've got to take our stand. And I say again for one another. And the Lord is wanting to bring us together. Together. Under one head. That's the Lord Jesus. We have endeavored to get the clergy together in Williamsburg. It's a difficult task. Some of them come. And the bishop, he said, forget about eating. Let's go to prayer. Let's go to prayer. And he said, when we come, let's take off our denominational robes and hang them on the hanger where the coats belong. We are all children of God through faith in the Lord Jesus. You're my brother. Praise the Lord. Forget the religious label. I didn't ask that fellow who wanted to pray with me in the service, whether he was this or that or the other thing. We just prayed together, that's it. We wanted to pray, and so we prayed. Praise the Lord. And Jesus is here tonight.
Hallelujah.
I want to commend, and I have already, all those who have, you know, it says labor. And they have labored. It is labor. Don't be afraid of labor. Hard work is good for us. It'll keep you alive. And let us labor for the Master. And we in the ministry, and it can spill over on you as well. Epaphras is a good example for us. He labored in prayer. God, come to these people in... Where was it? Wherever it was, where he labored. Wasn't it Laodicea? I don't know. Now, see, I should find that out. I should find that out. I speak to myself as well. And he prayed. How did he pray? He labored in prayer. Oh, God. God, take hold of these people. And let your work, your full salvation be manifested. Lord, may they stand perfect and complete in all your will. Oh, Lord, and may that be so here at Pilgrim Camp. Lord, as we go our several ways, may we stand and having done all to stand, having put on the armor of God, having put on the Lord Jesus Christ, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Why do we allow? We go into places where we are tempted. You know, we ought to flee. It's the greater valor to flee. Why place yourself in a situation where you know there's temptation? Flee. Get out of there. If it's, you know, your normal way of returning to your home and you pass that place, go around to the other block. Take the other way around. Oh, listen, we don't have to be like Maria. Was Marie Hofflander said, I wasn't stupid. I knew the Lord was talking to me. You think I was stupid? And I knew what he was saying. And so I got down before him and thanked him. Flee. Follow. Follow righteousness. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Seek the Lord. First things first. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I don't have any righteousness of my own, but he clothes me upon with his righteousness. Now I gain that ability to do what's right, the thing that pleases him. You understand? Righteousness upon all. He clothes us all upon with his righteousness. And then it says, fight. Fight, not in your own strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you. You cannot trust your own. Put on the armor. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's his righteousness. It's the truth that is in Jesus. Put that on. And the helmet of salvation. I like that. You know, it's helmet of salvation. All I can think of and all that comes in my direction, there's only that one thought. There is salvation. There's victory in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There's full salvation. And he wants to manifest that salvation. I don't entertain any thought of defeat. I have that helmet of what?
Salvation.
Salvation. Salvation. That's why he lives, to impart that salvation. Oh, Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Lift me. And the last word is faith. Lift me in my faith. Oh, Lord, give me a sight of yourself and help me to understand what you have done in giving yourself unto death for me, that I might be forgiven, that I might be pardoned. Oh, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Make me a person of faith. Faith, not only a personal thing, I mean, regarding my situation, but the other person. Give me a faith in that person's behalf. That's why I'm here. We're called to faith. Faith. That's first, faith. And then it's hope, and then love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst
yes,
of thee.
Lord, yes,
this
Lord,
great
yes,
Christ,
Lord.
Our high priest, the one who has fought this battle, he's the captain of our salvation, and he is leading us in triumph, leading those whom he has called, chosen, and faithful. Make me faithful, Lord. Make me faithful to the trust that you've given me to tell the world, to tell the world the story. Put in my feet the goal and on my heart the wall. Help me be faithful. He was faithful unto death. Now he raises up a company who are faithful, true to Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What do you want me to say? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's a sacrifice of acknowledgement.
Thank you,
It's a sacrifice of acknowledgement. And in Hebrews 13:15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of our lips, continually giving thanks in his name. Thank you, Lord, for touching those who were sick. Take the healing. Take it. Walk out upon it. Say, thank you, Lord. Keep thanking him. Thank you. My Lord. Well, I don't know that there's any other F, but these are the F's that Paul gave to Timothy. Flee, flee. Get away from those evil influences. Get away from them. You don't have to stand there and, you know, choose godly friends. Choose godly friends, those that can help you, who will stand with you. There are plenty of, I mean, there are those that you can get in touch with it. And together, praise the Lord, we're taking our stand for Christ.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, put something in us, a greater power of the Holy Ghost, that we might serve acceptably.
Yes,
cry out and shout, the inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
have a special song tonight?
Never Dear Lord. Dear Lord, make that our prayer. Every one of us, dear God. Lord, we want to come closer to you. And Lord, you've been drawing our hearts. And Lord, we truly want to say, sin with its follies, I gladly resign. Everything that would hinder, everything that would keep us back from having you, Jesus. And Lord, we join our hearts for Raquel. God, 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 God. God, write this prayer upon her heart, I pray. Dear God, may she know that she belongs to you, that she's not her own, that you have bought her with a price. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Place your seal upon her heart, I pray. Not my own, Jesus, I belong to thee. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.